الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان من علق صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our lead, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us, not to deny us or deprive us of any of His blessings on account of our own weaknesses and ungratefulness and heedlessness. And we ask Allah to enable us to appreciate these blessings, acknowledge them, and to make shukr for them. Respected friends and brothers, the ayat of the Quran that we recited is the second verse of Surah Alaq, which you know and I know was the first surah of the Quran Kareem to be revealed upon mankind. When this great blessing of the Quran, which was sent to mankind to take him out of darkness into light, was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Hira, then this was the first surah. Not whole surah also, it is mentioned only the first five surahs, the first five verses, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came and he revealed the verses. That's an entire different account and a beautiful story of how he transmitted the wahi and the revelation to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the second verse, my respected friends and brothers, which we are talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has created man from al-alaq. So what is al-alaq? Alaq, my respected friends and brothers, it refers to clot of blood. Man has been created from a clot of blood. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the revelation of such a great kitab, which is going to be for the guidance of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And the very first thing or the second thing He says is that He's created from a clot of blood. So why that? He's created from many other things also. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere in the Quran, He says, you know, we created man from hollow clay, min sulalatim min teen, and from mud, and these type of things. But here, He mentions alaq. So where does this alaq come from? Alaq refers to the first stages, or the first stage of man's development in physical terms. You see, when he is in the womb of the mother, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this alaq comes about as a result of the intermingling of the nutfa, that is the seminal or the sexual discharge of male and female. When that intermingles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, min nutfatin amshaj, in Surah Insan. Let's talk about Insan. When man, how he starts? The intermingling of the seminal discharge of the male and the female mix. Then the first thing that happens thereafter is we were a clot of blood. We're sitting here, mashallah, masjid, beautiful kurta, and lovely attar and everything, mashallah. But just think where we started from. A clot of blood, my respected friends and brothers. So why this is mentioned here? This is to let man know that this guidance that is coming to you while you are on the face of this earth is going to now elevate you, and is able and has the ability to elevate you from that despicable state right to great heights. My respected friends and brothers, if man can understand what his reality, what his starting point was, he will not be arrogant and he will not be proud. He will submit to the orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala. He will not have the attitude of arrogance and pride in whichever way it might be. When the haq and the truth is told to him, he will submit. That is when only will happen when he reflects on his starting point. And the other reason is to let man know that, you know what, your starting is so despicable. Clot of blood. You know, when you see a clot of blood somewhere, what is our reaction? We all pull back, my respected friends. Also to show that you have no say in your start. Khalaqna, we have created you. We have created. You have been created by someone else. Your existence has been brought. You are vulnerable. And also, my respected friends and brothers, it is another ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of man in his physical terms once he is complete in Surah Teen. We all know that. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. So Allah says, we have created man in the most beautiful of forms or molds. That means our physical form, our head, our limbs, our body, everything is so beautifully fashioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And then we revert him and we reduce him to the lowest of the low. In terms of physical, when a man goes right into old age, then my respected friends and brothers, that beautiful form he had in his youth, for example, is lost. That beautiful eyes and those beautiful skin and the strength he had and the presence of mind in as far as his thoughts and whatever else it was, he, mashallah, was somewhere. But when he reaches asfal asafilin, the lowest of the low, my respected friends and brothers. Bring the Shaykh, we've got an honorable guest. Let the Shaykh come sit in the front here. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ahlan wa sahlan. So my respected friends and brothers, asfal asafilin, he is reduced to totally the lowest of the low. And that is only in his life. If you have to look beyond that, my brothers, when a person is in a qabr, you know it has been mentioned, we have seen this and we have read it also, that after a person is placed in his qabr, within 3 days what happens to his body, how it decomposes, how it splits, and how all the maggots come, and after a while how everything starts rotting and disintegrating and decomposing, and after a while there's nothing there. Asfala safilin. So what Allah Ta'ala is saying to man, that is your starting point. You started off so despicable, and you will be ended up so despicable. One great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was walking out of the haram of Mecca. And one arrogant ruler of the time happened to be passing him. And they bumped. It happens. So that ruler says to him, do you know who I am? Atadri, man ana, do you know who I am? He said, I don't know. All I know is you started off with an impure drop of semen. And you are going to be reduced to a decomposed body. And as you are walking now, you are carrying impurity in your stomach. That is what the haqiqat and reality of man is, my respected friends and brothers. So what we are saying is, that is what must be in a person's mind. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought that to our attention. That these are your stages. This is the first stage. Keep that always in mind. And then when Allah speaks about the stages of reproduction of a man or development as he goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us an indication that though you are so despicable in your starting point, you have the ability of elevating yourself. Just like how Allah ta'ala takes you from stage to stage. In Surah Mu'minun, in the first page of the 18th para, we can read the translation there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً. Allah says, then this nutfa is transformed into alaqa, clot of blood. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. Then this clot of blood is transformed into a lump of flesh. Subhanallah, look at the transformation. Majestic, magnificent, spectacular. How did that happen? Who made it happen? So Allah Ta'ala is saying that if you make an effort on yourself, you can also make things happen to yourself. And فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. Then that flesh is turned into bones. All the limbs that we find in our body, they say there are so many hundreds of bones in a person's body, was from that lump of flesh. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Then we covered and clothed these particular bones into, well, with flesh. ثُمَّ أَنْشَعْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخر. Then we brought about a most different kind of a creation of man. So if you see a clot of blood and you see that baby is born, look at the difference. So stages of transformation you can go, and we put you through. You have got the ability also to transform yourself from despicable in nature. Man by his nature has got very, very bad qualities. He's got, you know, pride in him. He's got nashukri innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. He is one that he is very hasty. He is very easily distracted and tempted. And he can just be taken away. and he can really lose his path and he can go somewhere else, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that kal an'am, he can become like an animal, balhum adal, in fact even lower than that of an animal. So my brothers, if Allah ta'ala has taken us from stage to stage and he has transformed us from that into that, subhanallah, what a beautiful thing that has happened. The question that we ask ourselves is, how do we rid ourselves of all the spiritual contamination and the spiritual dirt that we are and that we carry at all times? And that will only come about when we look in the Quran al-Kareem and we see wherever Allah Ta'ala has made mention of the development, you know, of the stages of man, we find that Allah Ta'ala has given messages also there. Different places, Allah has not only spoken about the reality of our commencement, he has also said that how you can actually improve and elevate yourself. And if this is what happens, my respected friends and brothers, that a man elevates himself in terms of his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is the chosen friend and the wali of Allah ta'ala. How does he become? So obviously nopobody befriends a napak clot of blood. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not befriend those people who have characteristics and qualities that are filthy and impure and despicable in them. So in the Quran al-Kareem, my respected friends and brothers, wherever we find mention is made about the stages of development of man, we find there are indications there also for men to say, okay, this is how I can improve myself spiritually. So we take the same surah Iqra, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we are to speak about education and the importance of reading, that all the people, they quote this, they say, see, the first word to be revealed on man was read, Iqra. So yes, Iqra was mentioned to read. But my respected friends and brothers, read what? What was being told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read? In a general sense, any knowledge that has got, you know, good message and good information, we must read it. It is going to enhance us. But here the specific reading, my respected friends and brothers, is with reference to the reading of the Quran, which was now being revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first thing. If we wish to elevate ourselves from that low spiritually and to a very high, then our association with the Quran al-Kareem. If there is no association with the Quran al-Kareem, it will be low down and will always remain low and like the clot of blood, my respected friends and brothers. Association in terms of recitation, in terms of respect, fulfilling the rights, and most importantly, finding out what the orders and the commands of the Quran are and putting them into practice. Because that is the most strongest and the most productive thing. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. The most straight, the most best, and the most productive and the most beneficial thing is what the Quran al-Kareem is giving the person. Then in that same second thing, my brothers, that will elevate a person, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the acquisition of ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, that he taught man and he taught him with the pen. So that will now go on to the general aspects and fields of knowledge that man requires to elevate him. Then we go further up, my respected friends and brothers, we find there's another ayat which I spoke about in Surah Mu'minun, where Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the stages of reproduction, which we just spoke about now. But before and after these verses, they also, Allah is giving us the same message, that if man wants to elevate himself and be successful, then there are six a'mal that are mentioned there. أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who perform their salah with total concentration, with total fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who abstain from every act that is wrong, laghwa, it refers to any kind of falsehood and batil and lying and cheating in terms of our actions. Anything that is futile is got no benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, if a person is paying his zakat. And those people who protect and safeguard their chastity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, those who safeguard their وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, who safeguard the trust that has been given to them and who safeguard their covenants. If you give somebody your word, you have fulfilled, then it is important that you fulfill your word. So all these things, my respected friends and brothers, will be the cause of man developing himself spiritually from a nothing, from a despicable being, to someone who is very, very higher, even higher than that of the malaika. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Then, so a'mal, I made mention. Then there's a second thing that is mentioned in the context of the same verse, where Allah ta'ala invites us to reflect on the makhluk, on the creation that is around us. So Allah says that we have created above you seven heavens. Sit down and wonder this, what a magnificent, what is the seven heavens? How great must Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be? So if we can get the greatness of Allah ta'ala, our humility, our submission will also increase. And the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also increase. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about the water that He sends down from the skies. When there is no rain, my brothers, and when we see drought in different parts, and we find the desperation of the people, that's the time we can only say, you know, when only Allah wills, the water will come down. And then Allah speaks about how He stores the water. You know, فَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If Allah Ta'ala wanted that water, could Allah says, وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. We have the power of letting that water go away. It can just flow away, or it can just go right into the ground. The longest bit of the drill bit also will not be able to go down when we dig a borehole. No, it's not going to happen. Allah says, we have the power of taking that away. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks that as a result of this water, how we bring about orchards of dates, of grapes, of olives, and so forth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the cattle. So these are aspects of the creation, my brothers. It is so important that we reflect on these things, we ponder on them, on what is called tafakkur fi khalqillah, that you think about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the things that will bring you closer to Allah and will increase you in humility and increase you in submission and will take you from stage to stage and will take a person up very, very high. So my respected brothers, in Surah Ad-Dahr also we find the same message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, that we have created man from, like we mentioned ayah just now, a mix, an intermingling of the sperm, of male and female. Thereafter, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about? He speaks about the actions that people do, feeding other people, that وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ, that they feed the people, that's amal. أَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, to the orphan and to the captive. They feed this to those people. Feeding people is a very, very great action, my respected friends and brothers, especially those, not the overfed, those that are, who don't know where their next meal is going to come, those who go and sleep hungry, those who say to you, do you don't know what is real hunger? Now and then we get a little delay, you know. We had one social case, so the woman said, yeah, if the food is late, I get beaten up. My husband beats me. I said, but why you beat her up? He said, I can't help it because of the diabetic or the sugar. It's not a justification, obviously. It's wrong what he's doing. But that is what hunger does. Now, what about the people who go and sleep hungry every day? Such a great amal, my respected friends and brothers, to feed those who do not have. So these are all the amal and the actions that are mentioned everywhere in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the stages of reproduction, about the reality of man. So as long as insan and human being has got this quality of humility, he will accept with openness the greatness of Allah and all the deeds and the amal that have been made faraz on him. And when he's got pride in him, when he's got arrogance in him, then my respected, when he forgets what is his reality, where he started and where he's going to end one day, and such a person is not going to fulfill the orders and the commands of Allah. He is not going to progress from stage to stage. He will, in spiritual terms, still be that despicable, contemptible clot of blood, which nobody wants to regard themselves as. But spiritually speaking, it can be that. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect us. Alhamdulillah, we are honored to have in our masjid today for the second time Sheikh Abdul Majid Arkani, Da'wan Barakatuhum. He's visiting our town. Inshallah, he will be leading us in the khutbah and then also in the salah. Jazakumullah. Let us read our sunnah and then Sheikh will perform the khutbah and the salah for us.